Chester is among only 1,200 Hawaiian monk seals alive today. Most of them live in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. They're called monk seals because they're solitary animals. They prefer their own company to socializing with each other, especially during a molt. Molting is a process that renders them weak and vulnerable.
This animal is on the beach because it is going through a huge physiological change right now.
That's David Schofield. He's the Marine Mammal Response Coordinator in Honolulu for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
It's shedding all of its skin and fur in a relatively short period of time, keeping his behavior very minimal. So he's actually not getting into the water, he's not swimming, he's not expending a lot of energy.
He says Chester has chosen to molt on Kailua, an East Oahu beach that attracts thousands of visitors. It's not a very safe place for a defenseless seal. Because of budget cuts, NOAA relies almost completely on volunteers to help protect seals when they come on shore. They keep curious people and their pets away from Chester. Chester is known here. He's been seen on a number of Oahu beaches over the years. Usually he stays along isolated stretches, but he's never been seen on the busy east side. In fact, he's the first monk seal anyone recalls seeing on Kailua Beach. D.B. Dunlap coordinates volunteers for NOAA. He says this is not the first time he's seen Chester.
I met Chester in 2002, and he was emaciated, skinny. I didn't think he was going to live through the day. He was so pathetic looking. Now I realize that he had just finished a molt, just exactly like he's doing here, and during that process they lose a lot of weight.
The molt takes a while. About 2 weeks into his molt, Chester went missing. He'd rolled into the water. He probably went into the ocean to eat. A couple of hours later, he was back on the beach about a half a mile farther down. The volunteers quickly reassembled the yellow crime scene tape around him, 15 feet in each direction. Now, going into day 19, he appears even more lethargic. And he smells bad if you're downwind. Half of his fur is hanging in dying patches on his now loose skin. David Schofield, with NOAA, describes where Chester is in his molt.
His belly and his face are pretty much done. That nice silvery coat is the new fur, and the brown stuff on the back is the old molt. So we're saying right now he's at about the 50% mark.
One of the volunteers watching over Chester is a Hawaiian man named Eric Po'ohina. He says through the Kumulipo, the Hawaiian creation chant, Native Hawaiians have spiritual ties to seals like Chester. Po'ohina refers to him as Kalaheo.
I'm not naming him. I'm just referring to him as a Kalaheo. Kalaheo is a verb. It's not a noun. Kalaheo is a proclamation, an urgent global proclamation. The animal is doomed.
As Po'ohina explains the Hawaiian cultural relationship to this animal, he's also expressing the frustration many feel over political and economic values that have brought the monk seal to the brink of extinction. In the main Hawaiian Islands, military and real estate interests have overdeveloped the coastline. They've been taking over the seal's habitat. In the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, where most of the seals live, young seals become easily entangled in fishing industry debris. The young seals often drown. And military maneuvers disrupt normal breeding and nursing of healthy pups.
If this population is going to recover, it's going to take all of us. We need 2,900 of them for 20 years to get them off the endangered species list.
Volunteer Eric Po'ohina is chanting about the sacredness of Chester's ordeal. 26 days after he started, Chester has finished his molt. It's a process that has remained virtually unchanged in his species' genetic code for more than 15 million years. Imagine, once a year, no matter where you are or what you're doing, nature demands that you just have to stop and let it all go.
What the chant means is we're acknowledging the laws of the universe.
For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Keala Kelly.